So with that background, going into what I was asked to discuss, how do we optimally manage the axilla in patients who have clinically N0 disease following a central node procedure? Well, I think we all would agree, and I didn't even bring the data because I think it's a foregone conclusion, that in those patients who have a negative sentinel node, that no further therapy is needed to the axilla because the axillary failure rates are so low. But clearly, the area of controversy is here on the right, and those are the patients that were entered into the Z11 trial, and which also showed low rates of axillary recurrence even though they had positive sentinel nodes. But there's a question whether or not we need to do further treatment to the